Amen. I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So words from both those readings. St. Paul saying to the first Christians in Rome, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And then Jesus said to his disciples, those who want to save their life will lose it. And those who lose their life for my sake will find it. And I wonder if those familiar words send a little shiver down your spine. And we might wonder how Peter felt, because immediately before this, in the gospel passage we heard last week, he had acknowledged Jesus as the Messiah. And it was a pivotal moment for all of them, including, I'm sure, Jesus himself. And then Jesus tells Peter that on this rock, Peter himself, Christ will build his church. But now, straight away, Jesus starts to talk about his suffering and his death. And Peter's appalled. This must never happen to you, Lord. And perhaps he's also thinking that we, the disciples, we won't let it happen. We'll fight to protect you. And yet Jesus knows that only by going through with it can he do what he was sent for, to confront evil and to show by sacrificing his life and rising again that God's power is greater than all the agony and hatred and dysfunction the world can muster. That the ups and downs of this world, in our generation or any other, are not the last word. Christianity is not and never has been a comfort blanket which can take away all the nasty things, but it's hope, active, firm hope, lived out despite the challenges, is the strongest anchor for our lives. And we might think of parallels of people in our own time who stood up for truth at great personal cost. Think of Martin Luther King, that great advocate of civil rights, who was assassinated aged only 39 in 1968, but who lit a flame which is still being carried and needs still to be held aloft to bring fairness and respect and equality for all. Think of brave Svetlana, now in exile from Belarus, but speaking boldly against the dictatorship of Alexander Lukashenko. And maybe after this service, when you have time to reflect and be still, you may think of many others. That kind of courage takes a special steel. How much easier it would be to grumble behind closed doors, but do nothing. So do pray for all those who lift their heads above the parapet in the cause of truth and justice, because they are playing their part in seeking to build God's kingdom. Few of us are called to be political revolutionaries, but we face our own daily challenges. And Paul's letter to the first Christians in Rome this morning sets out a pattern of daily Christ-like living in a determined, intentional way, urging us to a habit of selflessness and active decisions for good in small matters as in great. And don't assume that ordinary everyday life doesn't give us plenty of challenges. A nun once told me that living in a convent was a constant reminder that all her sisters in Christ with whom she lived needed respect and care, however different their characters and abilities, and that working together in a communal kitchen could be a continual test in exercising Christian patience. and was only possible with Christian love. And then think of Paul's teaching to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. It sounds great, doesn't it? And we all want to do it. And we all want it done to us. But is it always easy or convenient? I wonder how many have just sometimes felt that we can't cope with a particular relative or neighbour just at the moment, either because they're so understandably preoccupied with their own problems, or maybe because we're preoccupied with our own. And yet we want others to share our needs, and it helps us so much when they do. Let's remember always that need to support each other, whether neighbour or stranger, not to be vindictive or to easily bite back, and always to seek their good, even of those who you may find it difficult to love or like, or even for those who may wish you ill. Because our calling is active, determined love. Love to forge a new mindset in society, the mind of Christ. We can't do it alone. We have to hold fast to what is good, reach out in trust for God's support, knowing that he wants us to find our true selves in following him, wants us to be whole. With prayer, I shall say after communion this morning, ask that we, healed by Christ through his presence with us, may bring that healing to his broken world. May that be our prayer, our constant endeavour, and our joy. Amen.